is brought to you written by Eni Oluwaoni. In gymnastics land lives Little Miss Sporty. She is sporty by name and sporty by nature. It just so happens that Little Miss Sporty lives in Sporty Cottage in gymnastics land, where even the worms are doing push-ups and even headstands. Every morning, Little Miss Sporty always does 20 push-ups, 10 pull-ups and a short run. Every morning, Little Miss Sporty decides to have some breakfast. She has 4 eggs and a protein shake. Do you know what she does after breakfast? If you guess 20 more push-ups, you are correct. After her 20 push-ups, Little Miss Sporty decides to have a quick stretch before going to see if anything is in the mail. One morning, when Little Miss Sporty got to the door, she heard a knock, knock, knock. When she opened the door, Mr. Posty, the postman, gave her a letter from the Olympic team. Little Miss Sporty was so excited, she spilled a cup of tea. After cleaning up her cup of tea, she read a letter. It said,
"Dear Little Miss Sporty, we would be delighted to invite you to attend this year's Olympics 2024. The date will be on the 24th July 2024. It will start at 9 a.m. Event, triathlon, swimming, cycling, running. Yours sincerely, the Olympic team."
2 weeks later, the big day arrived. It was the triathlon competition. Little Miss Sporty was so ready. But then she realised it's not about winning, it's about having fun. After packing her bag, Little Miss Sporty took a long walk to the Olympic venue for a little warm-up. "Wow, what an amazing place and what a lot of people!" exclaimed Little Miss Sporty. Little Miss Sporty saw Mr. Strong getting ready for his weightlifting, Little Miss Somersault getting ready for her gymnastics, and Mr. Bounce getting ready for his long jump. Little Miss Sporty had to get ready for her sports that she was doing. An hour later, she heard a voice.
"Excuse me, all competitors. Please make your way to your first sport. Thank you."
So one by one, they all made it to their first sport. There went a voice again.
"Attention, all competitors. We will start with the triathlon competition. We will start with swimming. For swimming, we have Mr. Dizzy, Mr. Sporty, and Little Miss Sporty. I would like you to swim front crawl. Thank you."
So Little Miss Sporty and Mr. Sporty got into the pool. But suddenly, Mr. Dizzy forgot that he can't swim. When the whistle went, it was time to swim 1,500 metres. Shortly after the whistle went, Mr. Dizzy was so dizzy, he started to sink. But then, Little Miss Sporty remembered, it's not about winning, it's about having fun. So without hesitating, she decided to help and they ended up getting first place together. "Well done, Mr. Dizzy!" exclaimed Little Miss Sporty.
"Thank you, you are very kind," said Mr. Dizzy.
"Oh, it was nothing," replied Little Miss Sporty. "Well, anyways, I must get ready for my cycling."
"Okay, bye, Little Miss Sporty. Good luck," replied Mr. Dizzy.
"Bye," said Little Miss Sporty. And then there went the voice again.
"Attention, all competitors. We will now start with cycling. For cycling, we have Little Miss Sporty again. And we have Mr. Rush. If I called your name, please make it to gate 345 on the left. Thank you."
So Little Miss Sporty decided to walk there so that she wouldn't waste her energy. But the first thing Mr. Rush did was, yes, you guessed it, he rushed. By the time they both got there, Mr. Rush was already panting. And then Little Miss Sporty, who was the referee, of course, said,
"On your marks, get set, go!"
And off they went. When they started cycling, Mr. Rush forgot to push the brake and he crashed into Mr. Strong, who was doing his hammer throw. After the accident, Little Miss Sporty decided to keep on going. Mr. Rush thought that what she was doing was very mean, so without hesitation, he kept on going too. When he saw the finish line, he stopped. and was shocked to see that Little Miss Booty was waiting for him at the finish line. He had thought that Little Miss Booty would just go and win, but she didn't. Instead, she let Mr. Rush win first place. After all of the hard cycling, Little Miss Sporty still had running to do. Next, the mystery voice said,
"Hello to all the people here. We would like to start our running. Can you please get in line? Thank you."
So they all made it to their positions. When the horn went, they all ran with all their might. But Little Miss Sporty didn't see Little Miss Tiny, and she ran straight past her. When she realised what she had done, she quickly ran back to Little Miss Tiny, and when they made it to the finish line, they crossed the line together. After doing all of her sports, it was time to announce the trophy for the competition.
For the running, we have Mr. Rush. For swimming, we have a tie, Mr. Dizzy and Little Miss Sporty. And for cycling, we have Mr. Rush again. And for everything, we have a tie, Little Miss Sporty and Mr. Rush. Well done to all of you for participating.
Congratulations to all of you. And remember, if you go to the Olympics and see Little Miss Sporty, make sure you help her. She definitely deserves it. The end.